Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Smokers might want to think twice, not only before lighting up, but before getting ink, too. Having a cigarette habit might make it doubly painful if or when you ever want to get that embarrassing butterfly tattoo removed. The latest in tattoo removal research shows that smokers tend to have a tough time when it comes to getting tattoos erased. Smoking chopped the chance of a fruitful tattoo removal in 10 sessions by nearly 70%. The study from Italy also revealed that certain dyes like yellow, blue, and green leave a more permanent stain in the ink than black or red. As suspected, large and older tattoos are harder to remove than small and new ones, and yellow, blue, and green dyes resist removal more readily than black and red dyes. Interestingly, tats on feet and legs were more permanent than other parts of the body. Results were better when laser removal sessions were spaced at least 8 weeks apart. The study, published in the Archives of Dermatology, found that almost 50% of people had their tattoos successfully removed after 10 laser treatments. The total percentage of people whose tattoos were successfully removed jumped to 75% after 15 treatments. Laser tattoo removal works by breaking up tattoo dye from the skin, releasing it into the bloodstream to be flushed out. But smoking can slow down the process because it inhibits the immune system. And the longer a tattoo stays on the skin, the deeper the pigments sink into flesh and fat, making them harder for lasers to reach. Yet 36% of youngins age 18 to 25 report having a tattoo, and 40% of people between 26 and 40 are inked. If you're thinking about joining their ranks, keep in mind these results and choose wisely. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by the University of Florida Health Science Center, its teaching hospital affiliate Chan's Healthcare, and WUFT-FM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.